comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The Kevin Smith Show. The Kevin Smith Show is, The Kevin Smith Show is pleased to welcome those of you who are joining us for the very, very first time. I am absolutely delighted that you're here. And I think you will be too. I think you'll be glad you have arrived at talk radio like nowhere else on earth. I'm here because it matters, and so do you. I had a great time Saturday night. I was in the chat room in our members area, and I go in on the first Saturday night of every month. I go into the chat room in the members area, and I spend a couple of hours in there just having a good time with people who are members of the Kevin Smith Show members area. And I did that, got some great ideas from our members, and ideas for shows and ideas for how to pay the bills. It was just very, 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 very nice. I enjoyed it. So I want to thank everyone who was there in the chat room. I hope you enjoyed it as well. Now, you want to be sure and be listening very closely now for the next few days, because I'll be announcing something special that we're going to be doing for Halloween. This is something that was recommended to me in the chat room, and we're going to do something special for Halloween. You do not want to miss this, believe me. So you want to be sure you're listening. We did the Gods in the Garden seminar where, a couple of weeks ago, where we, if you missed it the first time, we captured that on high definition video, and when I did it live. And a couple of weeks ago, I had a situation where I said, okay, we'll show it, and if you enroll for it and pay for it, then you can come see Gods in the Garden seminar. And it was a lot less expensive than when we did it live. And even with all the ads I did, and all the, put it in the K-Files e-zine, ran ads about it on the show, even with all the publicity we did, I still had people that said, I didn't know you were going to do that. And it's not that they're, I'm not scolding. It's not that they're stupid, and it's not that they're deaf. It's that we're so doggone busy. We've got so many things going on in our lives. We're just so doggone busy that it's difficult for us to be able to notice everything that comes along. So I'm telling you early, be sure you're paying attention, okay? Be sure you're paying attention. I continue to get email from people, and this is not new. I get this. I've been getting this kind of email now for years, saying, why don't you publicize who your upcoming guests are going to be? And I've answered that question many, 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 many times. I will answer it again tonight on the other side of the break that's coming up. And I'll answer it with a real live example that you will remember. So you don't want to miss that. And then tonight we have a secret guest. I didn't publicize even tonight who the guest is, but there is a guest. And he'll join us a little bit later. We'll be back right after this. Thank you. welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And I promised you a couple of things that we're going to get to here. First of all, I have gotten some email. I get this request at least once a month, sometimes two or three times a month. And that is, you know, it'd be a good thing if you would publicize who the upcoming guests are. I know that you're used to that because all the other shows do it, or a lot of them do. And you've been trained that that's what you need. And so it's like you got to get a fix. And you wonder, well, what would be wrong with it? Why won't you do it? And there are very specific reasons why I don't do it. Understand, I've been doing this for 9 years now. Okay, I didn't start yesterday. And understand that over 9 years, I have a lot of experience at what happens when we do certain things. But those of you who've been listening to this show regularly, at least even within the last 2 weeks, okay, so if you listened to what happened 2 weeks ago, I publicized my list of guests for the week 2 weeks ago. Every once in a while, some foolish notion gets in me, and I go ahead and do that. Every single time I put out a list of who the guests are going to be, it turns to disaster. Now, usually what happens, if I put out a list of who the guests are going to be, and there's a guest that's really controversial, and the guest is, you know, he's got lots of enemies out there because, you know, people are just fired up about things that he says. And I can tell you, one of those was Dan Burrish. Now, just because somebody's controversial doesn't mean they don't have a right to be heard. See the sign back here? It says freedom of speech. Now, Dan Burrish is controversial, but in case you haven't noticed it, this show is controversial, according to the fringe media that they tout themselves as being the mainstream media. They're really on the fringe these days. This show is controversial. So controversial means nothing in this genre. But if someone has lots of enemies, people that hate what they're saying, right here in the land of the free, there are people who will hack my website that night. There are people that will hack our phone system that night. And those of you who have been listening to this show for any length of time, you've seen that happen. You've noticed that it happened. And I kind of thought maybe that is what happened tonight, and I'm not sure, because the main camera that we use died as the show started. Now, the camera's working. I'm looking at its monitor across the studio, and it's working. But it's not, for some reason, working with the computer. And so we're on the secondary camera. And I don't, at this point, think that happened, because nobody knows who the guest is tonight except me and the guest. All right, but 2 weeks ago, I put out the list. And nobody hacked us, but every single time I put out the list, the week goes to hell in a handbasket. Actually, sometimes it goes to hell in a supersonic jet. And it did. I had two guests that had to cancel, one of them right as we were ready to push the button and bring that guest on the air. Now, it was things beyond their control. It wasn't something, I mean, there was nothing malicious in it. But those things are, it happens every time I put a list out. So here's the deal. You know that when you come to the Kevin Smith Show, you're going to hear people who are, some of them, the top names in the genre. But also, I bring new people, maybe you didn't hear of them, but I bring new people that have new information, but it's compelling information. And so, you know, you just have to trust that when you get here, there's going to be a universe of information packed into every second of the show, as there will be tonight. And now I've got a great list of guests lined up for you this week as well, and I think you're going to find it very, very interesting the whole week. And we're going to kick this off with a question. On this show, we talk about all the time, I talk about things that are outside of what is considered mainstream. Now, those things bump up against the mainstream for sure. A 747 is very mainstream. People fly in 747s all the time. They are, without question, very mainstream. A UFO flying off of the wingtip of a 747 is not mainstream. And even when everyone on the 747 sees this UFO, and some of the passengers and the crew photograph it, there are still people on the ground later who say, oh, well, it wasn't really a UFO. It wasn't. And, okay. So the fringe idiots are in control of the fringe press. Okay. And the fringe press call themselves the mainstream. When something like 80% of America says, look, UFOs are real. We don't know what they are, but they do exist. And we believe that our government is not telling us the truth about UFOs. Now, if you have 80% of the people of one mind on something, that is mainstream. When you have the alleged mainstream media reporting that all those people are nuts, they are truly the fringe media. We ask a question here tonight. Are they here? Not do they exist. I think we're beyond, really, the evidence has taken us beyond the question, do extraterrestrial intelligent beings exist? I really do. I think that we're beyond that question. At least those who are informed, out there on the fringe, out there in the minority, the vast, minuscule minority, there are people who still think that's a legitimate question. It's about as legitimate as asking, is the world round? But there are people, even people with PhDs, piled higher and deepers. And some of those PhDs are piled so high and so deep, you have to wear knee boots to talk to them. But they still, you know, giggle, and they still think that they are some sort of intelligentsia, and therefore their question has more weight. The evidence has taken us far, far beyond the question, do they exist? The question that we're going to talk about here tonight is this: are they here? Are they already here? Are they among us? Now, we've talked with a lot of different people over the past several years, a lot of different guests, some of whom have above top secret clearance, who have told us that there are multiple varieties. We sometimes say multiple species, but maybe it's not. Maybe it's like multiple races. Maybe it's just like different ethnicities of extraterrestrials. I mean, if an extraterrestrial comes to Earth and he looks around and he sees white people and he sees black people and he sees brown people and he sees yellow people and he sees red people and then he sees variations in between, he might say that that's all different races. Well, it's not. We're all the same race. Okay? We're the human race. We have different ethnicities. Just different physical qualities. And that may be the case, you see, with extraterrestrials. That may be the same thing. I don't know. But the question is, are they here? The ones we call the Greys, are they actually working in underground bases, as we have heard? The tall whites that Charles Hall has told us about, are they here? Are they working at a base just outside of Indian Springs, as he's told us about? What about the human-looking ones? We've heard about them. We've heard lots and lots of stories about the human-looking ones. Are they here? And if they are, how would you know? How? I mean, maybe you know an extraterrestrial, but you don't know that you know an extraterrestrial. If they're human-looking, and we've heard that there are some that look just like us, they could put on a suit and a tie and walk down the street and look just like anybody else. So how would you know? And the question is, are they among us? Back in 1999, I think everybody is aware and familiar with the name David Icke. David Icke was interviewed by Rick Martin of Spectrum Magazine. It was published, the interview was published July 30th, 1999, in Spectrum Magazine. And he had an interesting thing to say about extraterrestrials and us. At that time, his newest book was called The Biggest Secret. And the interviewer said, well, okay, let's just start off with what is the biggest secret? I'm just going to read some excerpts from this interview, and I want you to listen to this. He said, this is David Icke speaking, the biggest secret that's emerging is that back in the ancient world, we can debate when, but certainly you can pick it up around 5000 BC, a series of bloodlines emerged, particularly, but not exclusively, particularly, really the focus of power was in the Near and Middle East. These bloodlines became the leaders and the royal lines of that ancient Near and Middle Eastern area. This bloodline would appear to go back to an extraterrestrial intervention which created hybrid bloodlines. Then he goes on to talk about some evidence for that, even quoting from the Bible, where it talks about the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they basically, to paraphrase, mated with them, and their offspring became what the Bible refers to as the Nephilim, and he talks about that. And then he goes on and says, these bloodlines moved over as time went on and became the British and European aristocracy and royal families. The incessant interbreeding between these family lines is not due to snobbery, but their desire to hold a specific genetic structure. And he says that the focus of these bloodlines in the ancient world seems to have been in Babylon, and then it moved to Rome. And he says eventually they were able to maneuver one of their own onto the throne of England. And his name was William of Orange. And now I quote again. William of Orange, to whom every surviving royal family in Europe is related, was manipulated onto the throne of England in 1689. And he was the one who signed the charter that created the Bank of England in 1694. And then he says, at this point, these bloodlines moved the focus of their operation, their operational level, they moved it to London. then he says, he talks about, he says when he was a kid, they used to say that the sun never set on the British Empire. And he said, you know, you look at a globe and look at the size of the world, and then there's these tiny little islands that you can barely see, and that's Britain. And he said he always wondered how such tiny little islands could have such a vast empire. And then he says, listen, but now I do understand that it was not the British Empire at all. It was the empire of these bloodlines that had centered themselves in Britain, which is a very different thing. We've all heard about these bloodlines. There's a great deal of fiction that has been written about these bloodlines. Great many rumors have been started about these bloodlines. But the fact of these bloodlines is not in question. These royal bloodlines exist and can be traced all the way back to Babylon. These bloodlines are not fiction. The question is, are they extraterrestrial? And then we're going to take up the question tonight, are there other extraterrestrials arriving here on the planet in opposition to that ancient extraterrestrial bloodline? If so, what's shaping up here? What's going on here? What's really up in this world? Now, we're going to bring a guest on after this next break. We've got a couple of minutes here before, about a minute before this next break. We're going to bring a guest on that you're familiar with. He's been with us before, and we're glad that he's back with us again tonight. He has above top secret clearance, and we're going to be asking those two questions. Are they here? And are they here in confrontation with or in cooperation with these ancient bloodlines that are alleged to be extraterrestrial? What's the deal? What's up on planet Earth? We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. As I said, we have a secret guest here tonight, and that secret guest has joined me on the telephone. I'll bring him up online in just a moment. I want to remind you, and for those of you just now tuning in, the question is this. There are these ancient bloodlines that have become the royal houses of Europe. All of the surviving royal families of Europe are descended from William of Orange. According to what David Icke says, in 1689, William of Orange signed the charter that created the Bank of England. Thereafter, these royal bloodlines, he calls them the Illuminati, moved their operational headquarters to London. Now the question, and he says that these royal bloodlines can be traced all the way back to Babylon, and there is evidence that these royal bloodlines can possibly be traced to extraterrestrial intervention, and that these are hybrids. All right? With all of the various extraterrestrial beings, species, if you will, races, ethnicities that are coming to Earth, and some of them even look just like us, what's the deal? Are they coming here in confrontation to the hybrid bloodlines that have formed the royal houses of just about every empire since Babylon? are they coming here in cooperation with that bloodline? My guest this evening, Dick Criswell. Dick, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show.
Well, Kevin, it's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Dick, I said at the beginning of this show that the question as to whether extraterrestrials exist, we're way beyond that. The evidence now has taken us way beyond that question. And the question is not do they exist, but who are they and what are they up to? We've got this information from David Icke and from others about these royal bloodlines. And these bloodlines, he says, can go all, trace them all the way back to Babylon. And you, according to the evidence available at Babylon, they exist as these royal bloodlines exist as hybrids. They were engineered by extraterrestrials. Now, I don't know if that's true. I don't doubt that it's true, but I don't have proof of it. But the extraterrestrials that are visiting Earth today, are they here in cooperation with those bloodlines, or are they here in confrontation with those bloodlines? You've got above top secret clearance. You worked with AlphaCom. What do you say about that?
Well, I say both. They're here for bloodlines and they're here for confrontation.
We've heard, Dick, that there are, particularly the Greys, are working at some bases underground. Now, we've heard those rumors. We've heard that they are working in some cases alongside humans, some of them military personnel, some of them civilian scientists, some of them military scientists, that they're working underground. We've also heard that there are human-looking aliens, that they look just like you and me, and if they were to put on a suit and tie, they could walk down the street and nobody would know the difference. So let's start with that one.
Okay.
You have to, you're one of the people who has told us about the human looking ones. So
okay.
I know they exist. Now the question is, are they among us? Are they here walking among us and living among us?
Yes, they are.
Why? What are they up to?
Well, I think at the appropriate time, which this is what I'm hearing. I haven't seen them. I take that back. I did see one. But I think they're here for some kind of I don't know whether it's war or whatever it is, but they're here to help us get through some kind of cataclysmic thing that's supposed to happen. Now, whether that's 2012 or whatever, I haven't been briefed on that. I just know what I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are so beautiful. They're blonde-headed and have the blue eyes, and of course that's the Nordics. I ran into one several years back, but I didn't know it was. But I could hear something coming from him. And that's what made me look at him. It was kind of like a ticking or something like that.
There was, I don't understand. There was what happening?
There was one of those aliens that kind of looked at me. Now, the only deviation that the alien had was he had these eyes that looked like cat's eyes. And he had some kind of ticking or something, just like a wristwatch, only louder. And,
okay.
And I looked at my wife and I said, "What is that?" And she says, "Quiet, he's looking at us." So we followed him pretty much all over this this lake that we were at, and he disappeared on us. But other than the cat's eyes, you wouldn't have known him from anything. He had blonde hair, and from a distance it looked like he had blue eyes. But as you got closer, you could see he had cat's eyes. They would change with the aperture of the terrain.
Hmm. All right.
So I did come in contact with one.
Are these extraterrestrials that are among us, are they known? And I mean, when I say are they known, I mean each and every one of them that's here, is each one of them known to some organization in our government?
Yes.
So that means they're sort of checking in here. Like,
yes.
sort of like border control. I remember back when they used to do border control, they used to do that, and you'd have to, you know, show your passport when you came across the border. That's no longer a priority for our government, but they make these extraterrestrials check in. Is that right?
I don't know that they have a passport or check in, but they're sure getting away with a lot.
Okay, but how does I ask if our government knows each and every one of them that's here? How would they know?
It's like I told you, they have pictures of each alien that has been here. Now,
each individual alien that's been here, or just each type?
Each type.
Yeah, but do they know each individual one that's here?
That I couldn't tell you. I don't know there, Kevin. Other than the fact I told you that I was given this scrapbook of pictures of aliens, and there were some comments made about some of them. Some of them, they just said that's what they look like.
All right, now, if they don't know, let's say 40 aliens arrived this morning and didn't check in anywhere, and so nobody in the government knows those specific 40 aliens are here. Those guys could end up being business leaders. They could end up being, I guess they could even run for politics. And, of course, some people will say, well, no, you know, to run for politics, you've got to have the credentials, and that, you know, you got to be born here, you got to have a green card or something. Those can be manufactured easily, and they are manufactured easily all over the world. So these guys could actually wind up in places of leadership and responsibility, right?
Absolutely.
Do you know, Dick, of any of them who have done that?
I think I better say no on that one.
Okay. We have pictures of these aliens. Some pictures are hand-drawn sketches. Some of them are photographs that purport to be real extraterrestrials.
Uh-huh.
The ones we always see really look pretty strange. I guess that's because if they show us one that looks just like us, we'll say, yeah, so what? That's not an alien. That's a human. And so I guess that's the deal with why we only see the ones that look kind of strange. Let's talk about them. Let's talk about the Greys and the Reptilians. Now, we've heard that they are working in underground bases alongside humans. Dick, is that true or is that a rumor?
Yes, I know that for a fact, that they are working along humans.
What are they doing?
Some are preparing bases in strategic ways. Some of them are being trained to pass that information to our people that are working on that. Most of these people that are working underground have some kind of clearance, and they're in the military.
So even you're talking about even the scientists that are there?
Yes.
Okay. Now, these grays, what's their interest? Why would they be working with us?
The grays are like the ants that work with several different species.
Uh-huh.
That you might find them with the reptoids. You might find them with the giants. You might find them with the unums. You might find them with the ones that look like the people over in Europe, kind of a European look.
All right, okay, so they work for anybody.
Yeah.
They're sort of the galaxy's whorehouse.
Well, they're kind of a... they're just kind of like a worker bee. They do whatever they're asked to do.
All right. Now, what about reptilians? Well, Dick, we'll get to that when we come back. We have a break taking over. Folks, we'll find out. What about the reptilians working with us? What are they up to? We'll do that when we come back. Don't go away. Talking with Dick Criswell, and Dick, I ask a question. Okay, we've got grays underground working with humans. What about reptilians?
Yes, you got grays working underground with what I meant to say. Reptilians working with grays.
Okay,
and
And it's my understanding from things I've heard from you and other guests that these reptilians are highly intelligent, way beyond what the grays are.
That is correct.
All right. What are they doing? What are they up to?
Up until little... I'd say up until about 5 years ago, they were doing some of the abductions that you hear about.
Why?
And then that stopped, and then they've seen something else.
Okay, why? What was the deal with the abductions?
The only thing that I can think is they wanted to see if we had the same kind of structure inside our bodies, and wanted to find out what made us tick.
All right, here's where I've kind of been headed with this, Dick, and I'm glad you brought up the abductions. Is it possible that what's going on is the same thing that was going on back in Babylon, in Sumeria, when the Anunnaki created a hybrid race that are the parents of this these bloodlines that we've been talking about? So down through history, these bloodlines, even though they've tried to keep it all in the family, the bloodlines maybe have genetically degraded. Is it possible that what's going on now is the same thing that was going on then, that they're creating a whole new bloodline through which to rule the world?
That's a very good scenario. I would go with that. I don't think I ever thought about that.
Well, I'm going to tell you what made me think about this. Even though I'm not a religious person, I don't toss the Bible out. I include that when we talk about ancient texts. I include that. It's one of the most important ancient texts there is, because it's the one most readily available. And it's got a lot of detailed information. And one of my listeners sent me a very long email this week after having watched my seminar, Gods in the Garden. And he carries Gods in the Garden further. He gets into the material that actually would be in the second seminar, and that is the hybridization of the human race, which is talked about in Genesis. And it says it happened. And according to Genesis, that is what brought about the flood. Now, whether people believe the flood happened or not, that's beside the point. I mean, don't even argue that with me. I don't care. Because all I'm talking about is it says that there was a flood, and it says that the reason was because of this hybridization. And the one family that was chosen to survive, it says they were perfect in their generations. Okay, it doesn't mean they were righteous in their time. They were perfect in their genealogy. They were not hybridized.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this email, Dick, pointed out that in the New Testament, it says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the end of time comes and when Jesus returns. So he said in the email, what was going on in the days of Noah? Extraterrestrial human hybridization. And he said, if we're living in the end times, then that's going on now. All right, if that's going on, it must be going on for the same reasons that it was going on the first time. And the first time, according to the writings of Zechariah Sitchin, as he translates Sumerian for us, according to him, what was up was the manipulation of a species so that through them, the Anunnaki could run the planet. So if the same thing that was going on in Noah's time, if that's going on now, it must have the same or very similar purpose. Meaning then, these guys ain't our friends.
Mm-hmm. I see where you're going. Mm-hmm.
So I got that from one of our listeners. I'd like to know, what do you think about that scenario? I mean, is that what's up?
Well, see, I don't know what the ending is, but I agree with you on your scenario there that they're not our friends. Even though some of them are saying that they're lovable creatures and all that kind of stuff, I feel that they do something to you to make you think they're lovable. Kind of like, remember how the devil had his tricks?
Yeah.
Similar in nature.
All right, so now that then brings up this question. Are there some extraterrestrials that we could say are not trying to manipulate us and not trying to rule the planet through a manipulated bloodline? Are there some that are standing out away from that that would be our friends?
The only way that I can answer that is the two little grays that I met. And they were also there when I had my heart attack. So I don't think they meant me any ill will, but I don't know why they picked me. But they kept telling me that said, you're the chosen one and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know whether that means I'm their friend or what, but they were there when I needed them.
All right, so the possibility exists then that we have a group of ETs that are working toward the manipulation of the human race, and by that I mean running the world through special bloodlines that they are genetically engineering. And then there's the possibility that there's a group that would be opposed to that. Now, if that's the case, it looks to me like what is shaping up is one whale of a conflict between those groups.
Well, I believe you're right there. Especially with the information I got today.
Tell us about it.
You know how they say that we're coming back for the economic, the package and all that kind of thing, and everything's going to be hunky-dory?
Yeah.
I got news for you. We are bankrupt, and in October, it's going to be like Mad Max.
But this is October, Dick.
I know. But October's not over yet.
So you say it's going to all collapse?
It's all going to collapse.
Well, I have, you know, every time you're on here, I tell you, I hope you're dead wrong.
Well, I hope I am too, but, you know, the people that give me the information is pretty good. You know that.
Yeah, I do. Dick, if there is a collapse, how is that connected at all with the extraterrestrials?
I believe that they're all going to come out of the hiding places, like underground and so forth, the ones that are here.
All right, we have to take a break. We'll be back after this break, and we'll hear more from Dick Criswell. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're talking with Dick Criswell. For those of you who are just now joining us in this second hour, welcome aboard. I'm glad you're here. You have missed dynamite information. All right, Dick. You were saying that when economic collapse happens, that all of these extraterrestrials that are working in underground bases and other places are going to come out of the woodwork. Why would they do that, Dick? Why then?
Kevin, I can barely hear you.
Okay, let's see if I can adjust that. I've changed absolutely nothing, Dick. So why would they come out of the woodwork now?
I think they're coming out of the woodwork to show themselves. And like I said, there's going to be some kind of battle. This is kind of foreground for a battle of some sort. A galactic battle, if you care to follow that.
All right, tell you what we're going to do. Dick, I'll say again, I hope that you're wrong. I hope there's not a collapse. I truly hope there's not. And I truly hope there's no Mad Max scenario, but we will all find out. We're going to open up the telephone lines, and the telephone lines are now open. The telephone number is 623-444-5889. And if you need to call me toll-free, you can do that by calling 888-223-4599. If you live outside of the USA and you live outside of Canada, you can send me a flash message. You just go to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, scroll down, you'll see the link that says flash message, all right? All right, let's go to the phone line. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, it's Kevin from North Bay, Ontario.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello, Kevin. Hey there, Dick.
How you doing, Kevin?
I'm not all there, but I'm still here. I'm doing all right. I came on the Kevin Smith Show. It's about a month ago. I started coming out saying that perhaps the Greys were actually genetically modified androids of the Anunnaki, much like we were at one point in our history. What do you think of that theory?
Well, the only thing I can tell you, Kevin, is when I met the Greys, and I can't consider mine an abduction. I think it was contact more than it was abduction, because I don't recall ever getting aboard a ship. But they seemed like to me that they weren't robots. They seemed like they could have a conversation and not, you know, be robotic in any way.
Hmm. Thanks, Dick. And before I go, I would like to I also like to give a thumbs up to the people that helped out the Kevin Smith Show. We're staying on for at least another month, so I'd like to give a thumbs up to the people that helped out.
Yeah, thanks much. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. I've been looking at some flash messages coming in, and the flash messages are talking about weird audio stuff happening. Let me tell you, the audio here in the studio is crystal clear, and there are people saying they can hear me moving around and sniffing and things like that during the breaks, and I have to tell you, the microphone is off, absolutely off during the breaks. And it's totally dead during the breaks. So, Dick, we have picked up some additional folks, I guess. And even when I keep it secret that you're coming on, you attract the attention of people who like to do things. So, guys, look, we don't mind you being here. Just turn your mics off, okay? Because you know, when you came back, we came back from break, you said, I can barely hear you. Well, I had not changed anything. All I do, I push one button and it kills the mics. I push that same button to bring them back on. And I can tell whether it's dead or not because there's a red light when it's on. And when I push it and turn it off, the red light goes off. That's the only thing I do. I don't change any settings at all. And so what that means is that's called a line drop. There was a drop in the line because somebody joined us.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay.
It might be on my end, Kevin.
Okay, might be. All right, let's go to the telephone. Caller, you're gone, okay? When you call, I put you on hold. You can hear us talking, and please stay there. All right. Now, let's see. I want to read a flash message really quick. The telephone lines are open, 623-444-5889 or 888-223-4599. That's the toll-free number, 888-223-4599. I've got a flash message here from Erica, and she's in Germany, but her home country is Hungary, and she says, just discovered you, great topic, listen to your Veritas interview. A bit disappointed. You do not have my country listed on here, Hungary. But I am listening to your show. You have a hypnotic voice and great subjects. Thanks, Erica. I appreciate it. And I've never been to Hungary, but I've been close. I've been in northern Romania, and part of that is kind of a disputed area. You know, some folks think it's Hungary, and some folks think it's Romania. I've been in that part, in a place by the name of Regen. All right, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Yeah, good evening, Kevin. It's Terry from Ohio.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. I got a question, if you, Dick, can answer, because I, you know, my stomach kind of cringed when he said that, you know, we're about to bottom out here, which, you know, ain't a surprise to me. I'm just hearing the same thing. And these foes or friends are going to come out of the woodwork. So what's he predict our future is going to look like? You know, immediately, here forth.
Terry?
Yes.
We are going to win, but it's going to take a while. And I will tell you something that does kill these aliens. And this was passed to me today. They cannot stand copper. So if you got a jacket bullet or shotgun shells that are copper, that's the way to go.
So you think we're going to actually have a survival battle with these guys instead of, say, with our own people?
I believe so. We're so spread thin now, Terry, in the war. We can't fight this Afghanistan war. So what do you expect the military is going to do?
Yeah, I think all this is planned, you know, down to the money, to thinning our military, to where we're at. I think it's all culminating to weaken us, you know. Thanks.
All right. You're thanks welcome. For the call. 623-444-5889. Yeah, Dick, I've gotten a bunch of flash messages in here talking about the mic is open, and I... folks, if you remember, you'll see me reach over like this as we go to break. I push a button. And when I push that button, it kills the mic. All right? And that means that it also kills the audio that you hear from Dick Criswell. But what they're saying is they can hear you during the break, and they can hear me. So someone has engineered, well, I don't know how you could know it's me. I don't talk during the break. But they can hear people moving around and sniffing and, you know. I think what that is you started talking about things that somebody's interested in and decided to join us, and we're picking up their audio on a bad tap. I think that's what the deal is.
Well, we've had, if you remember, Kevin, we've had this before.
We've had weird problems before. Now, I've never had this specific kind of problem, but we've had some weird problems before.
We've had lights shot out on you, and that was just one block and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's true. That did happen. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, we were doing a show, and all of a sudden, the electricity went off, and the electricity went off only one block around me, and it stayed off until just after the show. We couldn't continue with the show, but just after showtime, the electricity came back on. And the next day, Dick, it was you and me on the show. The next day, there was not a mention of that in the news. And they always report, you know, well, residents were without electricity last night when this or this or this happened. Nothing on the news, nothing in the newspapers, nothing on radio or TV about it.
Well, Kevin, here's one for you. News only picks up what they want to pick up.
Oh, I know that. I know that. They are the fringe media for sure. Mainstream media is the fringe. They are way outside of the mainstream of the public. But Yeah, you and I have had some weird things happen on this show virtually every time you're on, but this one, I've never had this before, and it's amazing to me. They say they can hear you during the break, and they say they can hear somebody sniffing and moving around. Well, my mics are off here. There's no audio going to the mixer at all during the breaks, not from you and not from me. That means that somewhere on the other side of this equipment, down the line there somewhere, is someone that's got the switch open, and we're hearing them and you. Hmm. Weird, huh?
Yes, it's weird. Of course, what we talk about's weird.
Well, it is. It truly, truly is. All right, Dick, if these extraterrestrials are working with us right now, why would we think we would need to be fighting them after this collapse?
Why would we think we're hiding them?
Fighting them. Why would we have to kill them? They're working with us now. Why would they turn on us?
Well, I look at it this way. How do you know who to trust? Maybe they're just biding their time.
Well, that may be, but what do you know about that? What have you heard about what their plans are?
The only thing I can tell you is that I heard that a certain time they would come out of the earth or come from the sky, and there'd be a hell of a battle. That's what I heard.
All right, I have a flash message here from Australia, from Andrew, and it says, Dick, there's been a lot of interest in possible artificial structures around Saturn recently. Do you know who or what may be behind these structures, and are there any beings from the Saturn area interacting with Earth in any manner? So let's start with, what's the deal with these structures around Saturn? And I think what he's referring to is what Dick Hoagland brought out recently with some photographs of what appears to be some huge, gigantic artificial structures in the rings of Saturn. Do you know anything about that?
I couldn't hear a word that you said. They really put it on this time.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
All right. What about these artificial structures that have been found in the rings of Saturn? What do you know about that?
Just as you said, can you hear me?
Yeah. Dick, I tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to hang up, and I'll call you back and see if we get a better connection. All right. We'll try that. Let's see if we get a better connection here with Dick. All right, when we have Dick Criswell on, we usually have these sorts of problems. So let's see if we can get Dick back on the line here and see if we have a better connection with him. We can hear one ringy dingy, and we'll see. Can you hear me now, Dick?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, somebody was on that connection with you.
Okay. Well, I couldn't hear hardly anything.
Yeah, okay. What about these artificial structures that have been discovered? They appear to be artificial structures, gigantic artificial structures in the rings of Saturn. What do you know about that?
I don't know anything about Saturn.
Okay. Well, the second question that Andrew asked is, are there any beings from the area of Saturn that are interacting with the Earth in any way?
None acting with us, no. There are beings on that planet, but none acting with us.
What type of beings are they? Are they human-looking? Are they reptilian? Are they gray? What are they?
Reptilian. Oh, and by the way, what I was trying to get in there and I couldn't talk to you is I did, when I got debriefed, they did tell me that the queen was part of the bloodline. And if you notice, the queen lives, her bloodline lives a lot longer than most.
Well, they do live to be pretty old, that's true.
That's right.
Yeah, they certainly do. All right, so, and by the way, all of you folks, when we go to break next time, all of you folks that sent me flash messages to tell me that the mic is open, now that we've got a new connection with Dick, let's see if the mic still sounds like it's open. I bet you that killed it, but we'll see. You know, it amazes me, Dick. They have better equipment than anybody else has, and if they were just smart about how to use it, nobody would ever know they were there listening. So,
that's right.
I think they want us to know. So, hi, guys. You know, you can just use your radio, or you can use your computer and listen. Do what, Dick?
I hope they're bored stiff.
Oh, you can't be bored when you listen to the Kevin Smith Show. It's impossible.
You're right.
All right. Now, Dick, the question that we're asking here tonight is, are they here? And you have said, yes, they are. And we're asking then, okay, so what are they doing? And you've told us some of what they're doing. I want to go to this story that we've heard from several sources about Dulce, New Mexico, and the underground base at Dulce. Now, we've heard from several sources that there is an underground base there. I've heard from several sources, and it's for years now, this story's been out there, that...
Waters went nuts over that.
Who did?
The guy by the name of... I thought his name was Bentwaters. And the government made him crazy, making him think there were aliens in there by different things they'd plant.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Dulce.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the question is there a base there?
Yes, there is.
All right, and is that base... Now, because, look, I've also seen people who are supposedly credible UFO investigators that say they have been all over the area where this base is supposed to be, and there's absolutely no base there. There's no entrance to the underground. They've been over it with a fine-tooth comb, and they've used ground-penetrating radar and all kinds of stuff, and they say it's not there. There are other people that say, yeah, it's there. I've been in it. And there are extraterrestrials that are working underground with humans. And you're saying, yes, it's there.
I tend to believe that statement.
Do what?
I tend to believe that statement.
All right. What have you seen confirmation? Have you seen documents that confirm that that base is there?
Yes, I have.
Do you have any idea how they hide it so well?
I don't know that. I just know that the base does exist. I've seen papers on it.
Have you ever seen any photographs that are supposed to have been taken in that base?
Seen a couple. But there's, you know, I mean, it just looks like it's a big underground facility to me. They didn't show any aliens on there or anything.
All right. Now, the documents that you saw, did they explain what's going on at Dulce?
They just said that was a alien human base, is what they were saying. And there was nothing there to indicate what the base was for.
We've heard that there was a gun battle between... American Special Forces, I think the story is that it was Delta Force, and these aliens, and that a bunch of the Delta Force guys got killed.
There were 16 or 17 got killed.
This actually happened. Is that what you're saying?
It did.
You know for sure?
Yes, sir.
How do you know that for sure?
I I know some of the things that I was exposed to when I went into AlphaCom. I also have some of the generals that were there with me that keep in contact with me. And I think I inquired here about, when I got out of the hospital, I talked to this general, and I asked him if the base from Dulce was still there, because I hadn't heard anything on it. And he said, oh, yeah, it's still there.
Yeah, but how do you know about this battle? How do you know for sure that happened?
How do I know about that? Mm-hmm. That was in some documents that I seen.
So 16 or 17 of the guys that were involved in that battle were killed. They were casualties.
Correct.
Were there any of the extraterrestrials that were killed?
There was no mention of any terrestrials being killed.
What was that battle over? Why did that battle happen?
Something about... Something was said to the aliens, and they overpowered a couple of them, took their guns, and shot them. I never did get the hoedown on what was said, but that shows you that they can be hostile.
All right, so the documents that you saw indicated that the aliens started the battle by killing a couple of the guards. Is that right?
Yeah. He was going down on me again.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they're joining us again. All right, yeah. So this battle took place, I believe it was when, in the 1980s?
It was in the 80s. It was like... I think 87.
All right, we have to take a break. Everybody listen. I want you to see I'm turning the microphone off, and you will not be able to hear me anymore after just a second here. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show and my guest, Dick Criswell. Here's the deal, Dick. This I read a flash message during the break, and this flash message informed me of everything that was going on here an hour prior to the show. That means this studio is bugged because the equipment, the equipment that the mic is, the mixer and the telephone equipment, all of that was turned off. I keep it off until 15 minutes before the show. That means there is a bug, and it is feeding into the broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
I have been bugged. I want everybody to look at over my shoulder back here. It says freedom of speech. Let me tell you what. I don't give a damn if they bug me. I'm not ever saying anything that's against my country, and I'm loyal to my country. I'm not saying anything that should be of any concern to anybody anywhere, except if you're interested in UFOs and paranormal. So to those who have me bugged, I don't give a damn. Come sit in my studio and take notes if you want to. All right. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? Hello, caller. All right. Caller is being silent. And let's just see here. Yeah, okay. Telephone number 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889 or 888-223-4599. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Mike from Mississippi.
Hi, Mike. What's on your mind?
I hear you, but I just want to let you know that I could I watch the show through Justin TV.
Uh huh.
You know, and I could before you came on, it said your channel was live. You was broadcasting live, so I don't know if that was.
Yeah, it was supposed to be just music. Yeah, it's supposed to be just music. I had no microphones on. I didn't even have the mixer on. And it was just music playing from one computer over to the other and then out to Justin TV. And if you could hear conversation here, then I got to tell you, I am bugged. My studio is bugged.
Nothing was going on until I refreshed it, and then it all went away. You know, isn't it the first? You know, when you started out the show with your guest, you know, with Dick on there, I couldn't even hear him at first. You know, I could hear you, but I couldn't hear him.
We're getting lots of we're having some help here tonight. I can tell you. But when we talk about extraterrestrials, and especially when we talk with someone like Dick, who has above top secret clearance, we always attract that kind of help.
One of the questions I had for Dick, though, is if he's ever heard Phil Snyder come out there, because he says the same thing, you know, years ago.
I don't know.
What he says a different story, though. It's basically the same thing, but he had the Delta Force guys approaching Gray's. I guess it was in some laboratory or some school. I don't know what they were doing. And it's because they had the weapons that the Grays felt threatened, and that's where this big battle ensued, you know, where these 16, 17 guys were killed. And I'm kind of wondering if they were using maybe copper ammunition, and maybe that, you know, kind of made the Grays irritated about it or something, the way they started that war.
I've heard of Phil Snyder. He's dead right now.
Yeah. Was his story accurate?
I don't know whether he was mixed up in that bunch of Dulce or not.
Okay. All right, man. Are you a first-time caller? Hello, caller. I guess he's gone. All right, 623-444-5889 or 888-223-4599. All right, let's go back to the telephone line. Let me just ask this. Dick, can you hear me okay?
Not as loud as I did, but I can hear you.
All right. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Bob from California.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, I just had a really quick question and I'll hang up.
All right.
By the way, it's good to hear your voice again, Dick. We're always wishing you well, hoping that you're always feeling better than, we know what happened, and we just hope that you're doing better and better every day.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for coming on the show. You have some of the most interesting shows ever, and it's just fully fun and exciting to be able to tune in and listen to you whenever you're on the show. My question today was basically, how come so many of them don't seem to be wearing any kind of suits? How come so many of them, when there's all these different types of planets with these different atmospheres, seem like they're able to breathe oxygen so freely and even are okay with all of our bacteria? And the other question is, do you know of any races that breathe methane? And thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. What about that, Dick?
Okay. I'll take the last one first. I don't know of any planets that these aliens come off of that breathe methane. The first part of that, I didn't catch it.
How can they exist here? They seem to be able to exist in our atmosphere, and they don't seem to be bothered by all these bacteria and viruses that bother us. How is it that they survive all that?
What I was told is they can breathe pretty much on low oxygen, high oxygen. You know, we've got a certain mixture that we're supposed to breathe. And that kind of tells you that some of these planets may have oxygen.
Okay. So, now you've told us that there are some reptilians that are inhabiting the area around Saturn, or maybe on Saturn. Does that mean that there is an oxygen atmosphere there?
I would take it that way, because they said all planets that I knew about.
Every planet in our solar system, or at least several planets in our solar system, you're saying have breathable oxygen, right?
Yes, sir.
Mars?
Every planet that I know about, so that would be included.
How is it then that the scientists tell us that there is no atmosphere on some of these planets, and or it's got an atmosphere but it's too thin, and it doesn't have enough oxygen in it, and so forth? How is it that that seems to be so widespread among the scientific community?
I'm sure you've heard of forbidden history.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much the approach that they take. If they don't know, they assume.
One of the things that, since you brought that up, one of the things that I've heard is that, you know, we always say that the moon has 1/6 of the gravity that Earth has. And I have heard that it's actually got 66% of the gravity that Earth has. What do you know about that?
Don't know anything about that.
Okay. All right, back to our question that we're looking at, and, you know, I want to stick with this. The question is, are they already here? And if so, what are they up to? And it seems to be a pretty varied kind of an answer. Some of them are working with us. I guess that would presuppose some are working against us, maybe even while they work alongside us. So do we have any mechanism for dealing with, if we find one that's actually working against us, is there a mechanism for dealing with that, or are we powerless to deal with that?
Nope. We can use copper bullets, as you heard me talk about before. Something in the copper, it can't stand, and that'll put them right down. So if you had, like, jacketed bullets or something like that,
mm-hmm.
that'd be perfect. And I do know some of the ones that are underground right now are the reptoids. Because the only way that they can come out is if they shapeshift.
Now, is that a rumor, or can they actually do that?
They can actually do that.
You've seen documentation about that?
Yes, sir.
And tell us a little bit about what you read, what you saw, if you can. What does the documentation say? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can barely hear you.
Dick, tell us a little bit about what that documentation you saw. What does it say they can do?
They said that they can appear and disappear, so I would imagine that would be shape-shifting. And the only comment that I seen in the documents, one of the things said notable shapeshifting, and I thought shapeshifting was bull, but I found out that but there are so many so to speak like string theory, like they talk about universes in universes, like we could be doing something here, and over here they were doing something else. Now, that's all I can tell you about that.
That they're interdimensional?
Yes.
All right. Now, Dick, what about the... We've been told that there are these extraterrestrials that some people refer to as light beings. Do you know anything about them, and are they here?
I couldn't hear you at all, Kevin.
What about the extraterrestrials that everyone refers to as light beings? Do they exist?
Did you say white what?
Light, like a light bulb. Light. Got to take a break. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. My guest is Dick Criswell. Dick, can you hear me?
Yes, barely again.
Yeah. Welcome back, folks, to the Bugged and Wiretapped studio of KevinSmithShow.com. Freedom of speech still happens. I don't care. All right, Dick. What about light beings? Do they exist?
Yes, sir, they do exist. I have not personally seen one, but I've seen documentation on it.
All right. Now, are they here on this planet?
Not as yet.
So people who say they have seen them, would that mean that those people have been transported away from this planet?
Yes, I would assume so.
Okay, what are they about? What are they up to?
It's almost like an abduction, but it's to give information to these individuals to help us through these cataclysmic events that we're about to see.
So these light beings, then, are our friends?
Yes, they are.
623-444-5889 is the telephone number. And if you need to call me toll-free, you can do that. You call me at 888-223-4599. 888-223-4599. We've got time for maybe one call, and it's always a privilege when we have Dick Criswell here. You have an opportunity to talk to someone by calling in who served on the AlphaCom team, has above top secret clearance, has seen a lot of the documents related to the UFO phenomena, and can answer a lot of your questions. Now, if you ask him something that rubs up against what's still classified and he can't talk about it, he'll tell you that. But we have found out probably more from Dick Criswell than from many, many other sources about what's in those documents. And so you have an opportunity if you wish to talk with him. 888-223-4599 or 623-444-5889. Dick, you have told us before about people, high-ranking people, that want this out. They want this information out there. The question is, if that's the case, why is my studio bugged?
I don't understand, because we're really not telling anything that that I would release that would be violating my oath.
Well, I just know that every time we get together for a show, we end up having something like this happen to us. Something weird happens. It seems like, and I don't mind, but it seems like there are some pretty strong folks out there that don't want this message out.
Well, the only thing I can say is maybe they're jealous that I was on a team and they're not.
Well, it could be. And I have to tell you, you know, several members of the AlphaCom team listen to this show. Now, you call in sometimes, and you're a guest on the show from time to time. One other team member, Michael, calls in from time to time. But nobody else in the AlphaCom team ever calls in. And yet I hear from you and from Mike, they listen. Why do you think they're keeping their heads down?
Well, I was told by Michael that he just didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, but he does. He calls in and talks about it sometimes.
Well, short things, like if he knows somebody's trying to make fun of it or whatever, he'll call in.
Uh-huh. So, what I guess my question is, the fact that I'm bugged, I really don't care, other than it's a violation of the Constitution. That bothers me. But, I'm not saying anything. I don't care. If people want to hear me, they can hear me. I don't care. But that really would bother some people. Do you think maybe the other AlphaCom members fear that sort of interference?
Yeah, I would say probably some of them would hang up after the second try, because most of them want to be in the dark. They don't want to be out there in the light like they tell me. You're out in the light too much. I said, yeah, but if you recall, I was a team leader. So now that Dr. Wolf is deceased, he wanted this out real bad.
All right. Do you think that any of the AlphaCom team have been threatened or harassed?
Oh, I'm sure they have.
Have you?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Have you been threatened or harassed?
Not threatened. More or less, they get in the way of things. And, like they'll follow me and stuff like that. I've never had anything like, any threats in the mail or anything that was, I don't know, anything I would consider a threat. Like some of them have received letters like, don't be talking about that.
Do you still anticipate that the AlphaCom team, under a new name, would be reformed?
Well, I was hoping before this other thing happened, so I don't know where we stand at this time, but the last time I talked to one of the generals, he told me we were a go. And I said, well, if this thing is going down, how come we're going to be reacted? He said, don't ask questions. Just come in when I tell you. I said, okay.
So it's still a go. And you've told us that somewhere around 2009, late 2009, 2010, there's going to be a big event that will disclose the UFO extraterrestrial reality, right?
I still say that.
Do you think this collapse that you're talking about is that event?
I thought it was going to come a different way, of course. Of course, I've got different endings to different things. So when I'm reading into some certain things, they don't always come out like I think they will.
Mm-hmm.
But the person that told me this about the total collapse, he wasn't kidding. He would have the authority to know.
Wow. I got to tell you, Dick, I really hope you're wrong about that. I hope, let me change that. I hope he's wrong about that.
Yeah.
I know you're telling us what he told you, but I hope he's wrong. All right, that's a wrap. That's the end of the show. Dick, thanks for being with me. Stay on the phone for just a moment. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Are they here? Apparently. What are they up to? No good, apparently. All right. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do, too. You can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.